Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
RJ, do we have him? Do we have Hunter? Many have called him the best athletic director in America for the great job he's done with the hiring of coaches and success of the sports program for the Razorbacks this year. And saw him last night looking dapper in a suit, and his wife looked beautiful, and glad to have him here this morning. Good morning, Hunter Yurchek.
David, good morning. Did you tell your listeners you didn't share your pizza with us?
I had a pizza last night. I did offer them some pizza. And he says, Hunter, you're in such great shape, Hunter. You looked at me and said, no, that's why I look like I do, Basil, and you look like you do, eating pizza.
So. Is that how you feel?
Well, I know, Hunter, you're good buddies with Justin Moore, and I was curious to hear your reaction when it was announced that Justin Moore would be doing Everyday Radio.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think it's great for you guys. He is a true Arkansan. He follows the Razorbacks. That's what you talk about. He's a sports fan. I think it's great for radio across our state. Great for him. You know, I didn't know he needed another career. I thought his career was doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm glutton for punishment, Hunter. All my friends are going, what is wrong with you? Between four kids and a career, and they're like, well, man, if you were struggling, we could have helped you.
We could have taken up a love offering.
Absolutely.
No kidding. And I think he coaches like four youth softball and basketball teams as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, honestly, Hunter, good to talk to you, buddy. Hope you're well. And you know this as well as anybody in my life, that there's nothing I love more than you know, waving the flag for the state, but in particular the Razorbacks. And any opportunity I have to be able to do that, I try to take full advantage of. And I guess this is the next one in line.
Well, that's awesome. We're excited to have you on the airways across our state, Justin. So congratulations and welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, of course, you know, Feinbaum's going to be on the show today, Hunter, and so he's heard the word, and so he's got to check in with us. But hey, the big story, of course, is the Razorbacks being down here on a New Year's Day Bowl. You know, talking about starting a new show, you know, we lose Tommy Hunter, who's a legendary guy in this market, a Hall of Famer of 40-plus years, and to be able to add Justin, but not only be able to add Justin, but to have the first two shows be in Tampa for a New Year's Day Bowl for the Razorbacks, we couldn't have asked for anything better.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great debut for sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask too. You've been going to all the functions. You've been to bowl games before. You know, obviously in your career. Talk about how this one has sort of stacked up here in Tampa.
They've done a great job, and I tell you, Coach Pittman's done a great job with their team. And they get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, have breakfast, team meetings, and they go practice from 9:30 to 11:30. And then he's given the kids the rest of the day off, and has kind of tightened up curfew as we've gotten closer to the game. But this is first and foremost, it's a business trip. Our football program has come here to win the Outback Bowl against a very good Penn State team. But also the bowl game, as you guys know, it's a reward for a great season. Our kids have had a great season, and being here at the Outback Bowl, getting to go to Clearwater Beach, to Busch Gardens, many took in the hockey game earlier this week with the defending Stanley Cup champion. It's just been a great week for our program, and truly a reward for a great season.
Yeah, I think everybody hoped for success this year. I'm not sure how many people expected to see the possible 9-win season and a New Year's Day Bowl. I certainly was not one of them. I thought they'd have a good season. Talk about, if you will, real quick, Hunter, before we let you go. Obviously, one of the big stories is the opt-out, especially on the Penn State side of the ball. I've been impressed with Sam's compliments to James Franklin. James Franklin, the way he's handled this thing and not looking for excuses and playing the kids he's got. Talk about that from an athletic director standpoint this week.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I hate to see the opt-out because, you know, these kids, whether you're on Penn State team, Arkansas team, you've helped your team get to this point. You played in 10, 11, 12 games. And, you know, I'd like to see these kids finish this out. But, you know, I understand some of the reasoning behind it. But it's just like any game during the course of the season. You play with who's ever able to take the field for that game. You don't make excuses for who is and who isn't there. And that's what Coach Franklin's done on his side, and that's what Sam Pittman's done for this game and all season.
Well, listen, we're excited about the game tomorrow. 11 will be the first game of the day. And that means, obviously, when all the great plays that we have happen, we'll be able to see them throughout the rest of the day on highlights. And that's what we're expecting. We appreciate you jumping on with us, Hunter, and look forward to seeing you in person, too. And I know, Justin, obviously, you're glad to hear from him as well. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. Hunter, appreciate your friendship, brother, and appreciate all you've done for the Arkansas Razorbacks. And look forward to celebrating a big win tomorrow with you.
That sounds great. You guys enjoy some of this 80-degree weather. I think when we get back to Arkansas, it's not going to be like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Thanks, Hunter. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on. Go home.
You bet. Thank you.